Stages of Child Development.
你好，我叫做 Daniel 朱。我是从太平洋教会旧金山来的。
Hi, my name is Brother Daniel Chu. I'm from the Pacifica Church.
那我也是真耶稣教会从小的一个信徒。
I'm also a member of the True Jesus Church since I was young.
我曾经是在加拿大有20年的时间。
And I have actually resided in Canada for a period of 20 years.
那在加拿大的20年当中呢，我主要就是在做心理的辅导、情绪的諮商。
During the 20 years of time that I spent in Canada, my specialty is in family counseling and psychology.
那在那段时间里面，我主要接触到很多是孩子以及青少年的问题，关于他们的情绪的发展。
And I encounter a lot of the emotional developments of youth and children in my line of work.
所以我想说，借这个机会也可以在这个地方呢，跟大家分享一下，从孩子的这个发展的过程里面，我们可以稍微的去认识到说，我们在哪几块地方其实可以帮助孩子。
So, what I'd like to share with everyone in a series of workshops that we're going to commence, in these talks, is to understand the different stages of child development.And through the understanding, we understand how we can help our children that way.
所以第一个部分，第一段呢，我想我们先谈一谈孩子在从零岁一直到三岁的这第一个阶段。
For this segment, we'd like to focus on the age of 0 to 3 of child development.
其实在一般我们社会上书籍里面呢，我们其实都已经可以学到一些孩童在婴儿时期的各个年纪上面的发展了。
Actually, through various self-help books out there, there's plenty of books on what is the development of infants and child throughout all the different years.
那我比较想从就是心理发展的这个角度，也就是说从辅导的这一块的角度呢，去谈一谈一个大块一点，就是说零到三岁的第一阶段。
My focus of the talk will be more from the counseling aspect.And really understanding the psychology of the heart of the child.
因为从辅导的立场去看孩子发展呢，会跟我们在从生理结构上去看孩子的发展有一些不同。
If we consider the development of a child from a psychological or emotional standpoint, it's going to be different from understanding from a physical standpoint.
那所以我们可能会先谈到，就是说这段时期。孩子就是婴儿的这个 baby 的时候，他对于父母亲的一些反应，那我们可以从当中去稍微认识一下。
We would like to first study the reactions of an infant to a parent during this stage.
这段时候其实是在建立他们一个被爱以及有安全的这样的一个阶段。
The main focal point during this stage of time is knowing that they are loved.And that they feel secure in their environment.
那我们后来就发现说，在辅导学里面呢，人生到了很晚年的时候，也就是过了50、60岁左右的这些老人家的时候，其实会回到同样的 issue， 就是回到被爱以及安全感上的问题。
In our study of counseling, we actually find that seniors, as they pass the age of 50 or 60, they come to also the main issues of whether they're being loved, whether they feel secure.
因此我们才会去追溯到婴儿时期的第一段的被爱以及安全感的问题就变得非常重要了。
And that is why the issues of whether or not they're loved and whether or not they feel secure is extremely important to a person's development.
书上还有老师其实都教了我们说，我们现在的人对婴儿的这个抚摸触碰其实对他们有直接的帮助。
During this period of time, it's extremely important that the infant receives a lot of touches and caresses from a parent.
那这些我们其实从一般的书籍或是从外面的人我们就已经知道这个观念了。
And so we actually have this concept already from the everyday media that we hear.
那我想要强调一点，就是说，其实从眼睛的 contact， 眼睛的接触上面，婴儿可以在这一段时期直接感受到父母亲是不是爱他的。
Also, another way that a child would know whether or not their parents love them is through direct eye contact that we can actually practice on.
父母亲其实爱婴儿、爱孩子一定是不用怀疑的事情。
Actually, it is without doubt that a parent loves his or her child.
可是问题是父母亲有时候在忙碌的时候是没有办法直接给眼睛上的接触。
However, when a parent is very busy, it's very difficult for them to have direct eye contact with the child.
那么当父母觉得有空的时候呢，父母会很主动的又来靠近婴儿。
And when a parent has some time, it is very natural for a parent to try to draw closer to the child.
然后父母可能那时候就会想一些花样，想一些方法来让婴儿很开心，跟他笑，跟他玩。
And so it is very natural that a parent would try to stimulate the child through some sort of gestures or facial expressions.
可是我们忘记婴儿其实是一个人。
Sometimes we forget that a baby is actually a human being.
有时候忘记了之后呢，其实我们会想，这个婴儿也需要 take 一个 break。
But actually, a baby would actually require some break from this type of stimulation.
对，可是因为我们刚好有空了，然后我们就会觉得啊，我这时候要做好我的 parenting 的工作，我要摸他，我要跟他笑，我要跟他玩。
And so, as a parent, we may think, oh, we have a few moments right now. We like to spend time to play with them, to touch them, to smile with them.
如果这时候刚好碰到婴儿的脑子，他的脑。Brain 是在休息，他想要休息，他要有一个吸收，就是一个 digest 的时候，他刚好是比较慢的时候，在脑的活动。
However, if the time that we're choosing to interact with the baby is a time that the baby is actually its brain is either resting or digesting, then it may be a very slow response time from them.
因为他这时候是一个海绵，他完全在吸收所有我们给他的 response 反应。那这个时候呢，他是在吸收的时候，因此他需要有消化的时间。
So at this point in time, their mind is like a sponge. They're receiving everything we're giving them, and they're trying to digest all these responses we're giving them. So they actually require time to digest those responses.
对，那个时间就变得很重要了。
And so that time is very critical.
因此，我们从辅导的立场去看第一段婴儿时期的发展的时候，我们反而会比较强调说，我们是跟着婴儿的他的时间来跟他做回应，来建立被爱。
And so at this point in time, it's important that we follow the time periods of the child in giving them the feeling that they are loved and that they are secure, but it is only on their times, not on our time.
从现在的精神科学家这几年的进步，才能够用显像的摄影去照到脑部里面婴儿对事情反应的一些发展，所以说在现代的科学家、神经科科学家里面，就可以用现代的科学科技去照到他们婴儿在脑部接受刺激时候他们的活动的这一块的颜色。
And so, based on the latest technology now, scientists are able to study the brain waves and the various reactions.Of the babies when they're being stimulated,
就发现说婴儿其实当他自己有兴趣在产生他的眼睛注视到某一个事情上面的时候，其实他在进行他的思考跟组织。
So they notice that whenever the baby becomes interested or its eyes knows something, actually the brains are developing the thinking process.
他的思想。那如果他的眼睛在其实在随便的这样左看右看扫描的时候，他随便这样的 glance 的时候，其实他的脑部是在停止活动的这个颜色上面。
And if their eyes are wandering around, that actually means that their brain is at rest and they're not processing anything.
他就是他的颜色会不一样，从这个照的这个科学里面发现那个颜色，脑的颜色是不一样的，在这一块。
And so when they actually scan the brain waves of a baby when its mind is wandering, the color of the brain actually is a different color.
所以从这边才告诉了我们一点点的 information, 就是说 我们其实现在在养育一个孩子的时候，我们很多时候是父母亲很主动，因为我们看见孩子很小，什么都不懂。
So actually, as a parent, when we're raising a child, the parent usually takes the initiative, to do something, because the child is still young.
所以我们就会想说，我现在想要跟你说话，你就要 response 我。
And so we will take the initiative to talk to the baby, and we expect the baby to talk back.
然后我们就会希望我现在跟你笑，你也要笑。我们就是会想要用这样子主动的过去，教孩子事情。
And so we'll automatically go to the child and seek to talk to the child. When we talk to him, we want him to talk back. When we smile at the baby, we want the baby to smile back.
可是现在从现在的科学去看见的时候，反而可以带给我们一个新的想法，新的角度。
But from the latest studies of scientists, we can actually have a new perspective.
因为孩子这么小，虽然他是一个婴儿，他其实已经，他就是一个人，他有他自己动作跟不动作的时候。
Actually, the infant has its own self. It has a time when it wishes to move and times when it wishes not to move.
那当我们去表达关心这个孩子的时候，我们想要去抚摸他，去碰他的时候呢，也是我们主动，而不是婴儿主动。
And so when we want to show our love and concern, we want to hold the baby, it is from our own initiative.
所以其实我们不了解说婴儿到底这个时候是不是想要被碰触啦，或是他这时候想不想要学习啦，我们其实不晓得的。
So actually, we don't know if the baby at this point in time really wants to be hugged, wants to be caressed or talked to. We don't know what they wish to do.
因此，一个新的角度去看这个事情，就是说 ，maybe 我们的父母亲也可以去学习到说，怎么去观察一个这个年纪、这个时段，一到三岁、零到三岁这个 baby 的阶段呢，怎么去观察到说他现在其实是在做什么
？And so, as a parent, maybe we can learn, from our child and really observe from 0 to 3 stage what the baby is doing and try to understand, what is trying to do.
对，然后当这个婴儿他主动在寻求说，我需要被帮助了，我需要被 touch 的，那这个时候我们给予他帮助，给予他 touch 的时候，才能够正正好符合 match 到他的需要。
And so if we respond to the baby, because from our observations we're able to tell when a baby really wants to be touched or helped or held or talked to, and we do it at the appropriate time, then our initiatives or our work would actually become fruitful.
那在这种经验里面呢， baby 就会产生一个，就是我是值得被爱的，我是值得被安全的保护的。
And then the baby will feel like, yes, I am worthy to be loved, I am worthy to be secure.
那这样子呢，对他在以后的成长的几个阶段呢，就会有一开始最大的帮助。
And this is actually a fundamental help, that we can give them so that they have a good solid emotional foundation for their later years.
这个是现代的科学家，现代的老师给我们的一个新的知识。
And so this is the newest teaching that we are learning from psychologists today.
但是从一个辅导的立场来看，其实我们都经过了这样的人生。
From the counseling perspective, we actually have experienced this.
所以其实我们也不需要有过分的担心说，其实我们的婴儿是不是错过了这个阶段而给了他不好的方式。
So we need not worry that whether or not we have given the attention to our baby at the inappropriate times and there were any sort of negative effects that have therefore developed.
因为在神的国度里面，其实有很多的这个逻辑是可以被打破的。
So in the kingdom of God, we should have faith that if there were any kind of incorrect logic or any mistakes we have, that God would still be able to help us heal through the mistakes.
对，他可以去超过这个我们以为是错或是以为是对的事情。
Because God can actually help us transcend all mistakes, and things that we thought was incorrectly taught or done.
那在这个底下呢，我们对于养育孩子才会有信心，才不会因为我们看到了一本书，或是又听到了一个 talk， 就非常的沮丧，非常的失望了。
And that way, if we have faith, we would not become so discouraged. If we read a book or hear a talk and then discover that we actually made a big mistake, we will know that God can still help us work through those problems.
所以 baby 的阶段呢，我们复习一下，就是他其实需要被碰触。他其实需要有安全上的这个感受，然后呢，他也需要有这个感受到父母亲是直接给他支持的。
So let's just review what we have learned in this 0-3 segment. Number one is that babies, of course, require our touch and caress and love. And number two, require to have a sense of security. But number three, they need to especially know that we support them.And they feel that they are being loved.
那在这个同时，我们可以注意到，baby 这个时候他想要做什么，我们能够去观察到配合上去那个 timing 的话呢，我想就是我们学习到新的东西了。
And so the new thing that we've learned today probably is learning how to observe the baby, so that when we administer things to help the baby, we do it at a proper timing on the baby's timing.
我们就要记得说 baby 是一个人，他其实是需要休息的。
As we remember that infants are actually human beings, they need their time of rest as well.
那这个休息不是代表他睡觉，这个休息其实代表他的脑其实需要有吸收消化休息的时间。
Resting doesn't refer to sleeping. We're referring to the time that as the baby is developing, the brain is receiving information and it's absorbing information and digesting the information. So we need to give it the best time to do each of the stages.
那这样子我们付出给他的触碰 touch， 我们给他的爱，给他的安全，才会把这个发挥到最大的一个效果跟感觉上。
If we choose the most opportune time to provide them the touch, the love, the sense of security, then as the baby is processing, developing, the results will be magnified and it will be the best results.
其他的方面我们也都学习过了，这段时间吃对他来说是一件很重要的事情。
Other than ministering these support at the opportune times, we of course know that eating is very critical to their development.
还有就是当他们还不能够主动的控制他们的大便小便的时候，他们的一个反应跟感觉也会直接的影响到他的安全感的问题。
Also the other thing we need to know is that as they are unable to control their processing of their food and waste, how they feel about this type of bodily discharges would also affect their sense of security.
然后我们再学到的一个东西就是说，在这一段时期的婴儿呢，他其实在大脑里面有关于 memory 的这一块还没有完全的发展出来。就是在这段时期的婴儿呢，我们要注意到另外一个重要的事情，就是说他的大脑里面的记忆力的这个部分还没有完全的发展出来。
We need to remember that during this time, the parts of their brain that is on memory has not been fully developed.
记忆力的发展呢，大概是到下一个阶段，就是4-6岁的时候会出现。
And so memory doesn't occur until the age of 4-6.
因此这段时期你不论教他很多的东西，他其实没有办法记住的。
So actually if you teach him something, the baby during 0-3, it will be very difficult for them to retain the information.
所以你会发现父母亲很多事情在这段时候的孩子会要不断的重复同一件事情。
And so you'll notice that from 0-3 you have to constantly repeat and repeat your instruction to remind the child.
那特别会我们有时候会很失望，会觉得说昨天不是才刚刚告诉你吗，你怎么又忘记了。
And so sometimes we need to be careful not to be frustrated with them. How come I just told you last yesterday not to do this and you're doing the same thing again.
所以其实呢，这个会同样的让他们很失望，很不鼓励他的 discourage 他，是因为他其实不知道为什么他不记得。
Because if we become disappointed in them, it makes them feel hopeless and discouraged because they themselves don't know why they forgot.
所以我们的表情其实会直接影响到他是不是有被爱、被支持，然后有安全感。
And so our reactions, our facial expressions, will then let them know the degree of love or security or support we have given them, and they may become discouraged because of that.
那个表情其实是直接影响到他心里面的感觉。
And so we need to be very careful because our facial expression actually directly impacts their emotional well-being.
那如果说爸爸妈妈在 baby 零到三岁的时候刚好因为生活的关系很忙碌，没有办法照顾孩子，把他交给了 祖父母亲，或是交给了其他的人，那就会失去了这段很宝贵的时间。
If in this critical development of emotional well-being, parents entrust their baby care to either grandparents or to caretakers, then parents really are losing a very precious time of development with their baby.
因为我们会不知道他们看见的那个表情跟他们看见的那个态度是什么，我们不知道，因为我们把大部分的时间交给了这些其他的人，那这些其他人的表情怎么样对他我们不晓得，但是那个会直接进到零到三岁的孩子的心里面去。
Because we don't know what the caretaker's facial expressions are being imprinted in their heartAnd so if we cannot control what type of facial expressions or reactions are being given to the child, then we don't really know what lasting effects are being impacted on a child.
所以很多时候我们在做辅导，就是在后来，比如说一个成人了，大人了，进入到婚姻，进入到老年的时候，他们心中一些很原始，最开始 childhood 那个时候的一些 grief,苦痛跟他们的 trauma 其实都会在后来显示出来。
And so actually later on when we are trying to counsel grown adults in counseling, we find that the root of the problem actually comes from this 0-3 stage. Their deepest pains or traumas actually happen during the stage, but it will actually reveal itself and impact their grown years.
因为我们不要忘记这段时期他没有记忆。
Because we need to remember, during this period of time, they have no sense of memory.
还没有发展出来的记忆，但是他有感觉，那个感觉会进到他的最里面的心里的地方，我们叫做潜意识 subconscious 的东西。
Because there is no memory or conscious recollection of what happened to the baby during 0-3.The feeling, however, still penetrates deep into their heart and affects their subconscious well-being.
这个也是后来我们在做辅导里面最难的部分，因为他想不起来有任何的 incident 让他变成这样的 character.
And so it is really difficult for us to counsel people like this because they cannot recall what happened to them between 0-3 that maybe affected themTo this way.
因为他已经变成了他固定的 personality. 这个 personality 就是他觉得他是不值得的 unworthy, 不值得被爱，不值得被关心，他很容易放弃的，是在这段时期出来的。
So if we have grown adults now who feel a sense of inferiority, very strong sense of unworthiness or discouragement,or lack of hope, actually a lot of it stems from this period of 0-3 when they were maybe not given the best attention that they needed during that time and their feelings were actually affected.
对，因为回到baby 的时候，你会看见零到三岁，其实到三岁的时候已经开始动，已经走了，在说话了，他可能想有很多的好奇去触碰很多他身边所有的东西，可是他有没有被允许？
For example, if a child at 0-3, they may be walking or talking, but how are they being taught for example, they're touching something, how are they being taught that this is allowed or this is permitted or not?
然后他有几次到底学了几次，因为他没有记忆，所以你跟他讲一次不会记得，他到底有几次的经验是重复的，有被教导，而且是耐心的教导。
And how many times were they taught that they were taught in a patient and caring way as opposed to other ways?
所以父母亲其实在这段时期是最辛苦的时候，因为你变成要不断重复的去说去做一件事情。
And so during 0 to 3, yes, it's probably the most difficult and physically straining for parents, because as a parent we have to constantly patiently repeat the same thing over and over again.
可是长远来说，这个辛苦是很值得的。
But if we look at the whole life of a person, it is actually very valuable in helping the development of the child.
因为这个 baby 会长大。
Because this baby will grow up.
这个 baby 会有一天到50岁。
One day this baby will be 50 years old.
他已经不再是 baby 了。
At that time the baby is no longer a baby.
可是他有没有办法生活在这个社会里面？
But can this baby who is now an adult, 50, 60, survive in their later years?
他有没有办法觉得他的生命是很值得的？
Can they still feel a sense of worth as they're living their end years?
假如这个 baby 在有一天遇到了神，我觉得那是他生命中很大的祝福。
If this baby can meet God, that is probably the greatest blessings they will ever experience in their life.
可是万一这个 baby 没有遇见神呢？
But if this baby never met God,
他怎么样生活下去呢？
How can this baby then really survive in their later years?
其实就是在乎最开始的零到三岁这第一个阶段里面，他所经历的东西告诉了他这个人生到底有没有价值。
And it's really based on their experiences from their childhood of 0 to 3, whether or not they can survive the rest of their life.
因此这段时候很重要的零到三岁的婴儿的父母亲呢，他们本身的这个行为就变得非常重要了。
And so it is very critical as parents of a 0 to 3 year old, their behaviors and their conduct and their interactions with the baby at its time.
因为呢他还没有记忆力的发展，所以所有的学习全部是用模仿 copy 来的。
Because the baby has no memory, so everything that the baby is learning is from copying a model of their parents.
他完全用他的眼睛，用他的感觉去学跟模仿他现在所看见的东西，感觉的东西。
They use their eyes and their feelings solely to process the information they're receiving.
对，然后他就去学他。
And then the baby will learn and imitate such actions.
他到了两岁三岁的时候，完完全全就是在copy 他所看见的东西。
And so a 2 or 3 year old will be imitators of everything they see.
因此这段时候父母亲本身的谈话的态度跟其他的哥哥姐姐或是他的亲戚朋友，他的 interaction 谈话的态度，这个婴儿在这段时期零到三岁，他完完全全就一直吸进去的。
And so the baby is actually absorbing it, all the ways the parent is interacting with others, whether the parent's attitude to her older brothers and sisters, or to relatives, or to friends, the baby is absorbing completely everything.
比如说当电话铃声响的时候，父母亲是怎么样的态度在回答这个电话呢？
For example, if a telephone rings,How does a parent respond to taking the call?
比如说当家里有一些争执出现的时候，父母亲是怎么样在解决这个中间的这个 argument 的争执呢？
For example, when there's a conflict in the family, how is that conflict resolved, or how is the argument handled?
爸爸跟妈妈、先生、太太是怎么样在彼此说话呢？
How do mothers and fathers talk to each other?
然后到了晚上，到了早上的时间，父母亲是怎么样跪下来祷告的呢？
Do parents in the morning or at night time kneel down to pray?
这些完完全全就会在0到3岁的小孩子的世界里面，他完全就吸进去了。
Whatever a parent does is completely absorbed by a 0 to 3 year old.
假如我们每个星期有固定的时间去上教会的时候，这个也被他吸进去了。
If we take time regularly to go keep the Sabbath at church, that is also being absorbed.
如果我们一直觉得婴儿其实并不懂，他还小，我们不需要教他这些信仰的东西，那可能就刚好。跟科学家教我们的东西是相反的。
If today we think, oh, it's just a baby, they don't understand anything, we don't need to teach a baby anything, is actually opposite of what we're learning from, the scientists today.
其实你不用教他，你只要做你本来应该做的事情，他已经就吸进去了。
Actually, there's no need for you to teach them. You actually teach them by your examples, because whatever you do is completely absorbed by their eyes.
你不用等到他13岁的时候，你一直告诉他你要去这里，你要去教会，你要祷告。你不用在那个时候告诉他，其实是0到3岁的时候，你已经告诉他了。
So when they are 13 or 14 years old, there's no need for you to tell them, "Hey, go to church. You need to do this. You need to pray. You need to read Bible." Because from 0 to 3, whether or not you've done it.Has already been told to them.
他已经在最开始的时候吸进去，变成了他记忆一开始要发展的时候最重要的那个开始。
Whatever you have done during the 0 to 3 stage is the fodder for their memory, the base of memory and their development.
因为他差不多4岁、5岁开始，记忆力的这一块在大脑就很快的长出来的。
At the age of 4 to 5, that's when your memory is really developing.
因此4岁之前，也就是我们刚刚讲的3岁、2岁最开始第一段的时候，它其实就是在往这个开始的时候去预备发展。
And so at the age of 2 or 3, they're really getting attuned and ready for the development of their memory in 4 and 5.
所以如果有一个 model 一开始在预备的时间就帮助他 copy 进去，那就有帮助他后来的记忆进入到他内心最深的东西，就是 subconscious， 他会进去到里面去。
And so if from the very beginning we provide a very good model for them, they would copy that, imprint it in their heart and their subconscious mind, and as their memory is developing, that model is being imprinted in their heart.
这个就是我们说为什么第一个阶段是这么的重要的原因。
And that's why, the first stage of a child's development is so critical to the rest of their lives.
如果我们养成 baby 第一段的时候，我们在一个，比如说在教会里面，我们就让他可以吃糖果，我们就让他可以吃东西，那么呢，其实也进去了。他以后在青少年时期在教会，他可以随时听道理，听一半他要吃东西的。
So as a baby, if we allow them to eat candy during service or eat whatever during service, then actually as a teenager, these babies are now will start eating candy in the middle of service. They feel like they can do whatever they want.
这就是我们会一直以为 baby 还不懂，所以呢，他只要有需要，我们就给他。
So sometimes we may think, what the baby doesn't understand, so just give him what he wants at this time.
不，零到三岁的婴儿时期呢，他什么都懂，他只是还没有显示出来，他只是不断的装进去而已。
But actually, from 0 to 3, the babies understand everything. We need to really teach them and discipline them, because even though they may not remember them, they are absorbing like a sponge.Everything they're exposed to.
那个吸进去的东西就进到最深层里面的 personality 进去了。
And this sponge will take whatever information they're exposed to and carry it to the deepest part of their heart.
所以呢，我们在谈以后接下来的几个阶段，一定要先谈到最原始、最开始、最基础的这一段时期，它对后来造成的影响是什么？那我们就比较有一条线可以去想到我们怎么样带领我们的孩子。
And so, now that we understand the fundamental level of how a baby is being developed, when we talk about the other stages of their age, we'll understand from this line of perspective how a child develops, because this first stage of their lives really affect their whole lives.
可是不要忘记哦，如果我们有 miss 掉什么东西，孩子也已经长大了，在神的国度里面都是有可能改变的。
But don't forget and don't be discouraged that even though if a child is already grown up and we may have missed certain parts that we didn't give them, in the kingdom of God, God will still help them.